radical green British government is imposing Soviet-style rationing of gasoline vehicles. And this article begins, remember when we used to laugh about Soviets queuing up for years in order to buy a Lada? Yeah, I remember that. Do you remember the Reagan joke about the Soviet car?
And I told this one, Bill, you'll have to hear it again. I told it in the car. I didn't tell this one to Gorbachev. You know, there's a 10-year delay in the Soviet Union of delivery of an automobile. And only one out of seven families in the Soviet Union own automobiles. There's a 10-year wait. And you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. And this happened to a fella, and this is their story that they tell, this joke. That this man, he laid down his money, and then the fella he was in, that was in charge said to him, okay, come back in 10 years and get your car. He said, morning or afternoon? And the fella behind the counter said, well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make? And he said, well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
And now we're the laughing stock of the world. Because things are even worse than that. These people don't want one out of seven people having a car. They want zero out of seven having a car. And when you look at what is happening in the UK, a chief executive of one automobile company, Vertu Motors, Robert Forster, said manufacturers were delaying deliveries of cars until next year amid fears that they will otherwise breach quotas set for them by the UK government, the Labour government. How many times have I said that the Democrats, the left of today, were the communists of my youth? And the Republicans of today are the Democrats of my youth. You know, people like, for Republicans, we got Donald Trump and RFK Jr. It's like, what is going on? And these other people are pure Soviet communists. He said, in some franchises, there's a restriction on supply of gas cars and hybrid cars, which is actually where the demand is. We don't care about supply and demand. We're going to have central planning. Like the Soviet Union. And what they're planning, folks, is austerity, shortages, for you to own nothing, for you to have nothing. It's almost as if we can't supply the cars that people want, but we got plenty of cars that maybe they don't want. So the question is, even if you can get an electric car, are you going to be able to afford the electricity? The electricity may be more expensive than the gas that they're going to make really rare. This is a worksheet that, and I'll talk about this tomorrow because we have to focus on the Green New Deal could make electricity 28 times more expensive. You could wind up, if we multiply what the average home pays for electricity a year, multiply that out by 28, and we'll do the math tomorrow. Do you think you could afford electricity if it cost you $52,500 a year? Yeah, Soviet Union time, isn't it? Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project, to make sure the commoners own nothing, and the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.